right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
how you doing?
All right, let's do it.
Go.
Welcome to another edition of Cinescape Movie Trivia Podcast. My name is Mike Sutherland, and I don't know who I'm going to be joined by this week because it's always a fucking surprise.
Well, you know, sometimes I come in and, you know, just make a big announcement.
Giggity.
Finally, they got a movie named after me.
What?
The Griffins.
No, the Grifters.
Oh, goddamn it. Well, anyway, I'm already here.
Might as well just get it done.
So might as well do it.
All right.
Aw. I was laughing the whole time on the way here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like, and then you just popped my bubble.
They said it.
Aw.
Aw.
All right, so we're going to do the Grifters. And let's start it off with number 10.
Okay, number 10.
Many of the lines in the film are taken word for word from the book of the same title.
Amazing.
Wow, it's based on the book.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Non-picture book. You have to read it.
I like pictures.
That's right. So you would never read this book.
It makes it more fun.
Right.
All right, number 9.
Number 9.
The short opening narration is done by Martin Scorsese.
Yes.
He makes that movie where the guy pops the other guy's eyeball in a vice.
Yes, he did.
And he stabs the guy with a pen.
Uh-huh. He made those movies.
He had a bloody pen.
You know, Goodfellas and things like that.
It'd be funny if there was a naked chick on that pen. Fills up with blood. You know, like a red bikini.
That would be funny.
I know.
He's lying there. The clothes are slowly coming off.
Yeah. You're getting excited. Number 8. So the actors who play the sailors are actors from John Cusack's New Crimes Theater Group from Chicago.
That's amazing.
Wow, that's great. Good times there, buddy.
Yes.
Number 7.
Number 7.
An extract from The Lady Vanishes features in the film.
I have no idea what The Lady Vanishes is. Would you like to look it up?
I think they're referring to When I Fought.
No, that would be the entire Eastern Seaboard vanishes.
Every time I fought, the lady vanishes.
It would be Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh.
Hitchcock.
Oh, you said cock.
Hitchcock. All right.
All right, so number 6.
Number 6.
Character names Lily Dillon and Myra Langtry.
No, it's Lily Dillon, not Lily.
So, yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, well,
and then Myra Langtry allude to the 1800s actress Lily Langtry.
I don't know what that has to do with it, but it must be something important to them.
I get it. You want me to explain? See, first the lady Lily Dillon has the name Lily in it, right? And then the other name is Myra Langtry. And then so we got the Langtry from that one. And then you put Lily and Langtry together, and you get Lily Langtry.
Right, but the whole point is that whoever the hell that is must have some association with either the producer or the director.
Well, I don't know. I'm not the historian.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so number 5.
Number 5.
Henry Jones wasn't he called Indiana?
Well, that would be his...
Wasn't he named after the dog?
That would be Junior.
He had his final feature film appearance.
That would be Sean Connery.
And I don't even know who the hell that is.
And you should have done a Sean Connery.
I could voice. Try to do a Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
I'm Sean Connery.
Look at me. I'm James Bond.
Look, you still have Lily Langtry highlighted.
Okay.
All right, number 4.
4.
Lily Tomlin was considered for the role of Lily Dillon.
Uh-huh.
We're back to Lily Dillon again.
Yeah, I know.
This is like the greatest stupid trivia ever.
Isn't it? That's what's so awesome about it is it's fucking useless.
I know.
That's what we should be calling it, is the top 10 useless pieces of trivia.
I think this was written by my son, Chris. But it's as ugly as my daughter, Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
Oh, great. Shut up, Meg. So then, yeah. And then let's get on to some more of this.
Okay.
This intriguing trivia. All right. So number three. All right. So Cher and Gina Davis both turned down the role of Lily Dillon. There's a name again. You know what? I don't understand why that name's always showing up all the time.
I don't know.
All right, so, yeah, we got number two.
Number two.
Melanie Griffith was considered for the role of Myra.
I thought for sure you were going to say Meg Griffin.
Meg Griffin.
Oh, my God. It's like, I don't get it. It's like polar opposites. It's like Melanie Griffith is hot, and then you get to Meg, and you're like, oh, God.
She's a fucking train wreck.
Oh, God damn, the ugly tree beat that bitch all the way down.
Your wife gave birth to her, so she's going to look like you.
Well,
she looks like you and your wife combined.
She came from my balls.
The ones that are on your chin?
You think you're funny? Don't make me beat you like a chicken.
Hmm. What are these doing up here?
All right, so number one.
Number one.
All right, it's all come down to this. Timothy Carey was considered for a role in this movie. Who the fuck is Timothy Carey?
I don't know. Let's look him up. You want to look him up?
Might as well. I got nothing else better to do.
Well, you
got
to drive all the way back to Quahog.
And you know, I can't even call Quagmire. He's on a flight.
Giggity.
Guy, he looks like an asshole.
He looks like he looks like Al Pacino.
He looks like Al Pacino got face fucked by a raccoon.
was an American actor.
Oh, he's dead now.
He was 6'4", and he died in 94.
Hey, you sound kind of like me.
I do.
All right, you from Quahog?
No, from Massachusetts.
Oh, you from the Mass.
Yeah, up north.
All right.
He was in East of Eden, The Wild One, One-Eyed Jax, Boy and the Pirates, Beach Blanket Bingo.
He played the Angel of Death in a comedy called DC Cap.
Oh, fuck.
There you go. You know him now?
And appeared in the Monkey's Vehicle Head, Echo Park. He
almost made it into Reservoir Dogs.
Addition, yep.
If only Lawrence Terry was an asshole for 5 minutes longer.
Yep. He's positioned behind George Harrison on the cover of the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a Beatles album. That is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. That's not a... That has the Beatles in it.
Is that an actual band?
It's an actual band.
Holy shit.
Although Carey's image is not seen, it can be seen on an outtake.
Oh, my God. No wonder they're lonely. Yes. The Beatles took all the glory.
Yes. It's not supposed to be a Beatles album. They were going to do Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Shut up, Lennon. All right. So for Cinescape Cool Trivia... This is Peter Griffin.
Cinescape Movie Podcast, or Cinescape Movie Trivia Podcast.
Brought to you by Joe's.
Right.
Brought to you by...
All right, I'm going to go slap some Meg.
Why don't you go slap Joe around?
And then I'm going to go slap Chris's monkey.
Peter.
His evil monkey. All right?
Just do it!
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good show! Jolly good show! Jolly good show indeed!
Hakuna Matata, bitches!
This is the Cinescape Movie Podcast. We thank you for listening to the show, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email us or tweet us. My handle is @JoeSpiegel_Joe. My handle. That's what I call it, my handle.
You can tweet me at. You can send me a tweet at.
Tweet me. You can follow me. Fuck off. All right.
Yeah, follow. You can follow me or tweet me at. Send a tweet to.
All right.
Follow. Follow would be better.
You can follow me on Twitter.
You can Twitter me.
You can follow me on Twitter. at @JoeSpiegel_Joe.
And for me, it is at...
What about you?
MPS5150, because I make it easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And please remember, share the podcast.
Hey.
What is it, Joe?
Yeah. You see that little button over there? Yeah?
Yes.
All you gotta
what button?
The little share button.
Which button is that?
It says share.
Sometimes it's a little arrow that goes in a circle.
Regardless, it's there.
Or more.
So share.
Share. Share that podcast.
Click that shit. It's simple.
Please.
We do put some work into this. Not a lot. Not as much as we should. But still, all you have to do is click the share button.
Yeah. Click anything that says share. Like on our movie reviews, there's a Facebook share and a Google Plus. Pick one. We prefer Facebook, but, you know.
Spread the love.
Help us grow.
Spread the love, and we will spread our legs open for you.
No, we won't.
I take showers.
Well, what is that one? Show the balls?
Open your balls.
Open your balls.
Shower, yeah. Share the show.
Share the hell out of it.
Share.
Give her some love. I sound like little Nick.
Have a good night.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.